Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All praise. My God, my God is God. Thank you, Jesus, for the word of God, and thank you for His peace, and thank you for the Holy Spirit, and thank you for not allowing the Holy Spirit, the peace of the Holy Spirit, not to be taken. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for His word. Thank you for waking up this morning. Thank you for even having an opportunity to sit down before Him in His word. Amen. God is merciful. Once again, we want to welcome everyone to another episode of the Sound of Living Water, Job Israel, the Commonwealth of Israel. And here with me today is your lovely Rhea Three Israel. Shalom, Israelite.
Shabbat shalom, King Three. Shabbat shalom, family, grace, and peace. And it's not Shabbat Shalom.
I knew it was
Shalom,
you. Shalom. I knew you were going to do it.
I just thank the Lord for His peace in Jesus' mighty name.
Right. Amen. All praise as well. Today we're dealing with man's trees. And what fruit are we bearing? You know, what fruit are we bearing? And you know how the whole, you know, how you say the Holy Spirit has a word for you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, He told me He had a word for you.
Amen.
And that we are defined by the choices we make.
Amen.
That's from the throne.
Amen. We are defined by the choices we make. Thank you for your answer to my question.
So in Jesus' name, Father, we are about to get into the precepts. And that is the fruits of the Spirit, the things that we are, the things that defines us. Because you're going to bear the fruit of what manner of person you are, your character. You know, it's going to be there. It's whether you are loving or spiteful, whether you're gentle or harsh, whether you are sharing or taking. Whether you are created in the image of the Father, you know, or we're narcissists. That's it. Either you are created in the image of the Father, or you're a narcissist. The Bible is the healing of us. We act like we're doing God a favor by worshiping and praying. No, actually, when we come to the Lord, He actually teaches us. He heals our mental illness. And our mental illnesses are our sins. Now, the thing is that we got to be one to heal from our mental illnesses or our sins. We got to be one to heal from them. And that's what He come to do. The Bible is man's cure for mental illness. Up until I came into the Word, I didn't understand what mental illness was. I didn't understand what being undeveloped is as a person. You talking to people and you looking at them like, oh my God, you're grown and you sound like a child. You act like a child. Your actions is everything but an adult. So, with that being said, we got to get into this, man, because we got a lot of antidotes we're going to have to get into to heal this wretched being that we think is straight, all because we think we know a couple of scriptures. Because we know what the Sabbath day is, and we keep the feast days and the dietary laws and some of the moral laws, some of those, you know, don't even, you know, we pick and choose what laws is our, what we keep. This is our fruit. Our choice is defined. Do we have a scripture?
Yes.
Amen. So, brothers, if we can, stay and face Jerusalem and uncover your head. And brothers, sisters, if you can, stand and face Jerusalem and cover your head as we approach the Father.
Amen. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thy ear unto me. In the day when I call, answer me speedily. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as an hearth. My heart is smitten and withered like glass, so that I forget to eat my bread. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert. I watch, and I am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. My enemies reproach me all the day, and they that are mad against me are sworn against me. And I have eaten ashes like bread, and mingled my drink with weeping. Because of thy indignation and thy wrath, for thou hast lifted me up and cast me down. And my days are like a shadow that declineth, and I am withered like grass. But thou, O Lord, shall endure forever, and thy remembrance is to all generations. Thou shalt arise and have mercy on, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. The set time is come. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones and favor the dust thereof. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. This shall be written for the generations to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of His word. I have read Psalms 102, verses 1 through 18. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
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 Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debts. And lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us to be your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth this Holy Spirit to give us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God. But the light and blessing is because they see your light and kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children, our children's children, and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth the Holy Spirit. And give us a mind to perceive and act to see is the evil. And a mouth to speak your word for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and get them also. Give them your Holy Spirit that they may receive the mind to perceive and act to see is the evil. And a mouth to speak your word for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And the faith to one. In Jesus' name, we pray for your mercy and do it forever. Amen.
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 So, once again, this the title of this precept is Man's Trees, What Type of Fruit Are We Bearing? Let's start this in Genesis chapter 1 and 26. 1 and 26.
Amen. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26 reads, And God said, Let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them.
Stop. So he said, let us, plural, right, make man in our, plural, image. Not the image of angels, but the image of God.
Amen.
After our likeness. Look up the word likeness. Okay.
Likeness.
Yes, ma'am. Here it is. Give me that highlight I can get.
Oh, no, the highlighter is. I can read this.
Yeah.
Likeness. Correspondence in appearance. Something that corresponds, affinity, agreement.
Stop. So, first and foremost, we all know that we created an image of God, right? Physically.
Mm-hmm.
But then he said, let man be in agreement with God. The only way you're going to take on his character is that we got to be in agreement with him.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're never going to enter into his character until you come into that agreement. Read that again.
Amen.
A lot of us haven't made that agreement. We see his likeness, but we are not like him. Continue. What did that say again?
Likeness, correspondence, and appearance. Something that corresponds, affinity, agreement, a likeness, analogy, appearance, carbon, clone, comparableness, comparison.
Can someone say that you can be compared to the Father? In heaven, because that's what he said. Let us make man in our image that they may be comparable to us. We looked at the precepts yesterday, and we seen that most of us is incomparables to the devil.
Yeah, that was wild.
Our likenesses are more conducive to the devil than the image that we created in. So how can we say we serve in God?
Amen.
We haven't even came into the agreement of him that we were even created in his image. We don't even know that we got to agree to that.
We have to agree to that.
You have to agree to it.
Amen.
Because he told you out the gate. He said, what? You are your father, the devil. If you was of me, you would know me. Read on.
Likeness estate. Okay, carbon, clone, comparableness, comparison, conformity, copy, counterpart.
See that? Conform.
Mm-hmm.
See that? You got to conform. It's like a wife conforming it to her husband. Either she's going to conform it to her husband or not. That's what Jesus said. He said, you can't serve two masters.
Amen.
That's the law. It's unbreakable. Continue.
Depiction, dino, double. Equality, equivalence, form.
So we're an equivalent of the Father.
Mm-hmm.
Even as a woman. Okay, continue.
Image, knockoff, lookalike, model, parallelism, photocopy, photograph, picture, portrait, replica, representation of, reproduction.
So wait a minute, we are representation. Mm-hmm. So that's not a fit, a photo.
Amen.
That come with character. That come with character. You're a representation of the likeness that you created in. We want to say, you know, like it's a big deal we created in his image. It is, because you could have been created in a sardine, in the image of a sardine, and sitting in some can somewhere.
Reproduction.
That's another thing. What choices are we making? Are we choosing reproduction over immortality? Are we choosing flesh over immortality? That's the end.
Amen.
That's the likeness.
Amen.
Let's go in Isaiah 57.
Isaiah chapter 57.
Isaiah 57. And verse 15.
Amen. Isaiah chapter 57 and verse 15 reads, for thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity.
Who is that? Is that Isaiah? Okay, I just want to make sure that whoever this is talking, it's not an angel, because an angel wouldn't be the high and lofty one. So that's not an angel either, right?
Amen.
Okay, so read that again.
For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy.
Now, it ain't Yah, it ain't Yahweh, it ain't Jesus, it ain't none of that. It's on that stone that's coming.
Okay, amen.
The names that we have now is going to get cast in the lake.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for that.
Because all of them been polluted.
Yes, sir. Amen.
But this here, this name right here, no man know it.
Amen.
This is the name of the city.
Amen.
That's in eternity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, read on.
Amen. Isaiah 57 and 15 reads, for thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit.
Stop.
Contrite and humble spirit.
He created us to be in his image.
Amen.
So what do contrite mean? Because he said, I dwell in eternity with him that is contrite.
Contrite means feeling or expressing remorse or penitence or affected by some type of guilt, broken.
remorseful, repentant, regretful, sorry, apologetic, sheepish, hanging dog, ashamed, chastened, shamefaced, conscious stricken, guilt ridden. And then the antonyms to that is defiant, unremorseful, unrepentant. Mm-hmm.
So that's what God loves.
Yes, sir.
Someone that's what? Broken, remorseful, repentant, not defiant, not what?
It's stated, let me go back.
What's the antonym? What's the antidote to contrite?
The antidote, it states here, is unrepentant.
So, not a stop. You ain't got to repent because you're not of his children. You're not of him. Watch this. What else?
And it states defiant.
You can defy all the things that he said to do for you. You don't have to believe in him. That's a choice. Just like he said, he's contrite. The choice is yours, either be contrite or defiant. What else?
Unremorseful.
Mm-hmm. What's the next thing? He said, let's go to Isaiah 56 and 57 and 15. He said, of a contrite and what?
Of a contrite and humble spirit.
Now, look up the word humble.
Okay. Humble. Amen. Having or showing a modest or low estimate of one's own importance. Meek.
Stop.
Meek.
Stop.
Oh.
Stop.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who what?
Having or showing a modest or low estimate of one's own importance.
So he wants us to be in that image, not full of pride, proud,
meek, respectful, submissive, self-effacing,
submissive. Wait. Now we want to take submissive out of the marriage vow. And we got to ask yourself, I mean, women, are you submissive to your husband? And it ain't about a husband being submissive to his wife. It's about, husband, are you submissive to God? The question is, husband, are you treating your wife as a weaker vessel? Did you give her the strength that she lacks? So he's a humble spirit. So, you coming up to him talking, yo, God, we black, man, come in there, kiss my boots. You're an offense. You're an offense to God and Christ because neither one of them are like you. Neither one of them will make anybody kiss their boots in this world.
They'll wash their feet.
Before you make somebody kiss your boots, are you washing people's feet? How about that? Right? Okay. Now, the next thing. He said, humble.
Mm-hmm.
What about these other brothers, you know, that tell you, well, guess what? You can't come into class because you got on a burqa with fringes on the bottom of it. You're turning away whole families of people that come to fellowship before God. Is that the Father? Is that a humble spirit that he would demonstrate? Oh, we all got our shortcomings. We all got all this imperfection and this nonsense in this world. And we had a nerve to think we're something when we're nothing.
Amen.
I, me. Okay. It's all good. Never see the Father. You'll never see him.
Depart from me, you work of iniquity. I never knew you.
You'll never see him. Haven't we done all these wonderful works? Now, yeah, you have. Mm-hmm. You was born with them gifts. Gifts are without repentance. That's why he said, contrite and a humble spirit. Gifts are without repentance. Being a contrite spirit is. Jesus, man. Mm-hmm. Ask Jesus when he made us. It repented me that I made this man.
Mm-hmm. That's what the book says.
Okay. Let's look at this a little further. So he's what? Humble.
Mm-hmm.
Read that again. Verse 15.
Amen. Isaiah 57 and verse 15 reads, "For thus said the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite one."
See.
Amen.
If you're not humble and contrite, you are none of his.
Amen.
You an offense. Mm-hmm. All of your declarations is going to go to the lake. All that marching and all that hoorahing and all that is mm-hmm. going to the lake of fire. And all that tap dancing and salt shoeing and sound bowing is going to the lake too. The truth is the only thing going to deliver us. And the truth is, what you are before God.
Amen.
And what I am before God. We know what he is because I'm reading the book. I know what he is. He's the truth. I got that. Amen. What am I? That's the next question. Where my fruit at?
That's right.
What am I sowing in this world that I'm going to reap in the end? Who am I going to stand before at the end gathering and say, these are things that I brought before you, God, because I knew that these were your will. That you said that I can do this in your son's blood.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That's how we're going to be before him like that, right? We are defined by our choices.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for revelation.
Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Matthew chapter 5. Because remember now, he's reviving the hearts of the contrite ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, continue. 5:1.
Matthew chapter 5 and verse 1 reads, "And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him."
Those are the contrite ones. His children. The multitude was there. They're the people. But the only way you can approach God, the only way he's going to deal with you in your head and teach you these things that will be of him, you got to have one of those spirits on you. You got to have that spirit on. You can't be all full of pride and none of that. Well, you ain't going to never see it. Ain't going to never be a revelation. It never going to fall out of your mouth. You're just going to be what you are. See?
Amen. Matthew 5 and verse 2 reads, "And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven."
So that's the contract. Broken heart and remorseful for the things that they do and not full of pride and arrogance for the things that they've done. That's that thing. You see, so it is a difference, you know, to be an offense before the Father, because the Father is a contrite and humble spirit.
Amen.
And we think we are like him just because he showed us a couple of things in his word, like the Sabbath. It may be his name and even the baptism. But be honest about it, we're still the same person that just got in the water. Probably worse because we know better and we're still doing the same thing. Read on.
Amen. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 4 reads, "Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted."
Blessed are the poor in spirit, because that's his children. See that? He was telling you right there,
Right there go the children. That's the children of God right here. These are the children of the Kezidics. We don't have hearts that's hard and unselfish. We don't just take until there's nothing. That's what the world does. That's what it would do to the earth if it was allowed to. He said, if you don't come back, it will be nothing to say. That's what the world wants. That's what the world would do.
Mm-hmm.
But the meek is like, no, we must preserve things.
Amen.
You don't just take until it's all gone.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
There's a difference.
Big difference.
Continue.
Matthew chapter 5 and verse 5 reads, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
Blessed are the what?
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
So that's the only way you're going to see God. That's the only way you're going to see the Father. You know why?
Why?
Because he's a humble and a contrite spirit.
Amen.
You are not going to see God unless you have these fruits of the Spirit. Now, look up the word meek, because that's a huge statement. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. So I want to know what it means to be meek.
Meek, quiet.
Quiet, whoa. I got to be heard for every word.
No,
I got to have the last word. So you're not going to see the kingdom. Continue.
Amen.
If you got to have the last word, you're not going to see the kingdom. If that's it. Amen. Contentious. We read that spirit yesterday. The spirit of strife and debate.
No,
see, there's a difference with that spirit when Elihu spoke. He said when everybody was quiet, then he spoke. After he seen there wasn't no more answers.
Amen.
That's our mannerisms, but here in this world we talk to talk over each other like a bunch of cackling chickens or in a wild chicken coop. That's what we sound like. I'm like, and we in a camp talking to each other. Nobody know how to listen.
Amen.
Everybody need to be heard. But the word of God said, blesses what?
The meek.
Quiet.
Quiet.
Blesses the quiet.
Gentle.
You ain't going to find peace in God unless you're quiet. You're not going to find peace in God. You're not going to find a Father unless you're what? Gentle. If you're not, he ain't in you. If you're not quiet, he's not in you. Because the fruit of the Spirit will represent him.
Amen.
So if you're not quiet, and I'm just saying them myself, if I'm not quiet and this Spirit is not in me, then what spirit am I portraying? Because obviously I must be of my father, the devil. Because that's contrary to what he said. He's a quiet and humble spirit. I created you to be in my image, not a loud and cantankerous spirit, one that's full of strife and debate. Continues. What else to say?
So meek, quiet, gentle, easily opposed upon, submissive, patient.
Hey.
Long.
Easily opposed upon. Hey, look. Come on, let's go over here. All right, come on, let's go. No, let's go over here. It's always no. Variance. The spirit of variance is no. The spirit of variance is no. I don't care what part of the world you're from. It's still no. It's to disagree for no reason.
You know, we need to have a lesson on the spirit of variance, because there's two different types of spirits, and one Sometimes people confuse it with the spirit of variance, and that's what it's not that. So
you're going to confuse everything if you never read your Bible.
Well, okay. For those who haven't read their Bible.
For all of us that never read our Bible from Genesis to Revelation, need to just be quiet because you're going to confuse everything. Everything. You're going to confuse it because you haven't heard nothing. You only heard bits and pieces. So how you going to have anything to say when you ain't heard the whole story? How you got an opinion when you haven't heard all the facts? How can you be a judge when you never seen all the witness, when you haven't been a true witness? So shut up. You have nothing to say. You're not a witness. If you haven't taken the time, being created in his image, to read the word of God, which is his instructions to you, to be created in his image, and you know that, you need to just shut up. Because you're going to confuse the word. You don't know what you're talking about. You're out of order.
Well, babe, instead of just saying you need to shut up.
No, okay. Be quiet.
Can you?
Start there. That's your first principle. That's the first fruits of the Spirit. How about this? The first fruits of the Spirit is the what? The first fruits of the Spirit is be what?
Right. So be quiet.
Okay, now, instead of me saying shut up.
Yeah, just say be quiet okay.
At this time.
While your fruit is going on your tree.
While your fruit is.
The first 3 years. It's got to, you know, you got to till it. You got to go under your.
What if you pass the 3 years?
In the fourth year.
What if you pass the fourth?
Wait a minute. Let me finish. So those that are in the beginning stages, because you're talking about the fruit on your tree. Oh, shut up.
Be quiet.
Be still. Peace, be still. You really want it. You want that Holy Spirit to fall. You really want to be in the likeness of the Most High. Then. I suggest, because I've done it, and I'm letting you know now, that's how I know what I know, that I know what I know. So I'm suggesting to you, because the Father has certain fruit on your tree, so read that Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Just, you don't have to be no speed, nothing. It's in your time, however you can read it. And once you read it from Genesis to Revelation, I'm telling you right now, I'm a witness. Ooh.
It sounds better coming.
Shut up. Well, we know what you're saying, baby. We get it. The fruit's on our tree, right?
The fruit, look.
So, the beginning stages is just a.
Because, see, no, you know, people think that these stages just to be doing things, you know what I mean? And it ain't nothing about no fun either, you know. The thing is this is that a lot of us really need to be quiet. So serious. I mean, like 99.9% of us. I'm not. 5%. I take a 10% of the entire population of the planet read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation.
Oh, okay.
5% got a comprehension.
Ooh, ouch.
Well, you know what the 3% get. Exactly. So if you never read the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation, you're missing an opportunity to even be a 3%. So you may be in the presence of someone that's a 3%, and you should just need to be quiet.
Mm.
Because everything you're saying is nothing.
Mm.
It's like a baby talking to a parent, and you know what they sound like?
What?
Go get an ad. That's what it sounds like. When you're in front of a 3% or a 5%.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it's coming to those things that pertain to him. Got to have, but it comes through the spirit of meekness. Got to be meek.
Mm-hmm.
Got to have that character to receive the gift of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 4. First Corinthians chapter 14, no, 13. 1 Corinthians 13:1.
Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 1 reads, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal.
See, now this is where we misinterpret the word of God as far as when it comes to meaning. This is what, well, I know one thing, this is the law for most of us. When we read this book, and those of us that speak English, right, those are in this captivity, that speak English, and when we read these things, we assume that we understand these things because mm-hmm. we understand the pattern of them. And then we've seen some of the words act out and demonstrate it, so we think we know what these words mean. And we don't. We really don't. So what we want to do is look up the word charity. If I have not charity, I am nothing. So
I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal.
You are talking loud and saying nothing.
That makes sense. Charity.
Right here. Charity. This one.
Charity. This is kindness.
So wait a minute. It's not about giving somebody a sandwich. So, if I'm not kind, what else?
Compassion.
Compassionate, right?
Affection.
Affectionate.
Agape.
Agape, right.
Attachment.
Uh-huh.
Benevolent. Bountifulness. Bounty.
Full of love. Full of love. Big time.
Fellow feeling. Generosity.
Fellow feeling. So, I'm feeling these things from my neighbor.
Fellow feeling.
Right.
Generosity.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
Grace.
Mercy. Charity. Charity. Mercy is in charity. What else?
Humaneness.
Wait a minute. Humanity is in charity.
Humanity.
So I can't judge humanity for their ignorance because they're undeveloped. They're undeveloped. They don't know. They're like children. They can't speak. So, because you know a couple of two things, like Sabbath day and maybe the feast days. Some of us don't even know the feast day. Some of us keeping the Sabbath days, like it's the end all be all. God bless you with that. But the other thing is that they don't know nothing about the feast days. They don't know nothing about the mind of Christ or the character of the Father.
Mm-hmm.
Those things are third, fourth, fifth things on a to-do list of how to be before God, because they're too busy trying to create man in their own image. Full of pride, arrogant, things like that. When the God of Israel said, you're going to be an offense to me. You come running up to me, some loud marching boots, you're going to be an offense. You turn it, hey, what if I come to your camp and you don't know it's me. But I come and I have on some fringes because it's written in the law that I created before there was a heaven and an earth. And I come to your door and you turn me away. You don't know it's me. But I can come to this place because it's in my name. You said it's in my name. I can come here anytime I feel like it. And it's in the law that I can wear fringes. And I come to your door and you turn me away. Is that charity?
No.
You're no different than a person that's making that stranger kiss his boots. You're just doing it in a different way. Mm-hmm. Probably even worse because that's your brother. It's worse because that is your brother, right? Okay. Wow.
So, Charity, the last part of it states, let's see.
Two.
Fellow, and then it says, oh, yeah, humanity, indulgence, kindliness, love, mercy, and tenderheartedness.
So, mercy and grace is up under charity. What is grace? What's grace? Charity.
Charity.
Grace is charity.
And mercy.
Mercy is charity. I'm forgiving you of everything that you owe me. That's charity.
Grace. Mercy, forgiveness, benevolence, charity.
So we can't be in front of the world accusing them of their shortcomings.
Compassion.
You can't do that. You can't be telling the world, y'all pig eaters, y'all going to hell, y'all doing. You can't do that.
Faith.
Not according to the law. Not according to that. You can't do that. You can't do that now. You know what? According to the law, you're standing against God. And according to the law, you're an offense to the Father. You in trouble, Jack. What else?
Favor, forbearance, generosity, goodness, goodwill, indulgence, kindness, love, pardon, quarter, reprieve.
Pardon what?
Pardon the sins, pardon your
sins. You got the power to forgive. So when he came and he said, I give you power to forgive and retain sins, right? There it is. It's up under charity. Verse 2.
First Corinthians 13:2. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor.
So charity ain't about feeding the poor.
Mm-mm.
Charity ain't about that. I thought charity was feeding the poor. What else?
And though I bestow all my goods.
I thought charity was making sure that you've made sure the poor has some clothes or somewhere to live. That's not charity. Not according to the scripture. What is charity? Tell you.
Amen. 1 Corinthians 13:3. And though I bestow all of my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profits me nothing.
Wait a minute, man. So you mean to tell me, and though I look, I'm a Pharisee of Pharisees. I'm keeping the law to the 10th power. You ain't gonna make me eat no swine, right? I'm gonna give my life like the seven brothers in the Maccabees, right? But what difference does that make if I don't have charity in this life? Feel cantankerous and stank.
Amen.
What good is that?
Amen.
You're just going to die hard. And then you're going to burn longer. Because you know better and higher. Read on.
First Corinthians 13:4. Charity suffers long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It is not puffed up.
Wait a minute. So if you constantly lifting up yourself, you don't have the Spirit of God.
Amen. And that.
Constantly lifting up yourself. Can't take criticism.
Mm-hmm.
Can't be told nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Not puffed up.
Mm-hmm.
Over high opinion of yourself.
Amen.
Know how to talk to people.
Amen.
Kind.
Amen.
Envying nothing. That's what charity is.
Amen.
It ain't about clothes drives and food drives, which is not wrong with that, because we're supposed to consider the poor like that. And you know, we're really supposed to be supplying that every day, something like that, if we can. And I'm sure we can with the volume of people. If all of us gave until, you know, the stores is over in, right? Okay, then the people can come until there's nothing left. And, everybody had to. But that's just thinking. Anyway, so it's a charity suffer long and it's kind. Charity envious not, and charity bond not itself and it's not what?
15.
15.
What, I'm 15?
Five.
Okay. 1 Corinthians 13:5 reads, "Doeth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies,
you know,
they
beareth
shall
all
fail."
Things. Wait a minute, how it bear?
All things.
How is that? How do it bear? If you give me a fault, you give me a burden that's been bothering you, and I'm supposed to be able to bear that burden with you, right?
Amen.
Leave it on the throne, so to speak.
That's right. Amen.
Okay. All right. That's how that's supposed to work. It's not supposed to end up all over the community.
That's right.
Okay. So that he said, bear all things, believe of all things. What do you mean? They ain't picking and choosing what the word of God says, you know. If the word of God says that Moses had two wives and he's the lawgiver, then you can't dispute Moses because he had you put in the lake of fire. Because God came down and sat with Moses.
Mm.
I mean, I don't care what you say from this crap hole of the world, the United States of the slaves, freeing slaves, and we want to sit up there and boast ourselves against free men, not the ones that sit in Congress, but our forefathers like Abraham, who also had more than one wife.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to judge them. We better stop. They were free. We're slaves. We don't even know how to think. We don't even know what it's like to be. We'll never smell freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up. Sorry. Be quiet. Please. Please be quiet. Learn the law first.
Mm-hmm.
Learn the law. Because all these things is kingdom things. You don't want to speak against the kingdom.
Amen.
Learn the law and be still.
Amen.
Believe all things, hope of all things, endure all things. So you know what? You're hoping all things, you're putting up with all things, you're doing these things that's in this world. You are putting up with everybody nonsense because the Father turned you on. You've been activated, so to say. You've been turned on. He turned on your mind. He lit you up. He gave you a portion of his spirit.
Amen.
Now you can see the darkness that's around you and the people trapped in the darkness. And now you think we're better than them?
Hmm.
That's why he said it's bonnet and it's not puffed up.
Amen.
But yet it mourned because you really know the consequences of those things. It would have been better if they were not born. To be born and then end up having to suffer the same.
Right.
That's charity. Read on.
Amen. 1 Corinthians 13:8. Charity never faileth.
And what?
Charity never faileth.
That's an absolute thing. You can't fail in none of these things. You'll never fail when you rejoice in the truth.
Amen.
You will never fail if you end open. You will never fail if you're not thinking anything.
Amen.
You never fail if you're not easily provoked.
Amen.
You never fail if you're not seeking your own Me first.
Amen.
Me first. Mm-hmm. You'll never fail if you don't be out here carrying out here, acting out, behaving yourself unseemly.
Right.
Whatever manner that may be. That would be, I guess it says, abstain from all appearances of evil.
First Corinthians 13:8. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. But
so what's the conversation about? Peter knew in part, Paul knew in part, James knew in part, Stephen knew in part, Mark, Luke, John, Matthews, all knew in part, Isaiah, Moses knew in part, Abraham knew in part. So what's the problem? Why here in the 21st century, in the crap hole of your captivity, the bottom of the heap of the world, and now you know everything? Who told you that?
Amen.
Who whispered in your ear that now you're the end all be all to everything that belongs to God? That you're the only one that's created in his image. Right?
Hmm.
Okay. That should be to our humility that we know our part and see in part. That should be to our edification that, hey, it's okay to not know everything. Because then you're not expected to know everything.
Amen.
We don't.
Amen. 1 Corinthians 13:10. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass.
How do you become a man? Where?
How do you become a man?
I'm asking.
I don't know. I'm not a man.
Male and female created. At some point, you got to put away childish things too, unless you're not grown up.
Not grown up.
But I ain't talking about us that got them little bitty hobbies like ride bikes and stuff, and like, you know, and play with cars or, you know, whatever it may be, airplanes or boats or something, you know, whatever your hobbies may be. Ain't nobody talking about those things, right? We're talking about your manners, acting childish, having fits, because that's not temperance. That's not long suffering.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you if you never had a fit on a Sabbath.
Yeah.
God bless you if you never had a fit on the Sabbath. God bless you if you had nothing on the Sabbath, just complete peace and quiet.
Amen.
God bless.
Amen. You had to say that one more time. I felt that in that last one. You said, God bless. Your voice went down in a deeper tone. that's real. God bless.
That's, you know, that's the whole thing, right? Read on.
Amen. 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 11. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known.
So we now see through a glass darkly. Mm-hmm. So no matter how much light you see, it's still through water.
Amen.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you only got so much you can see in your surroundings.
Yeah.
You know, That depends on your horizon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But we see in part. We see through a glass darkly. Now, once he come back, and he see fit that we chose immortality over reproduction, then we'll find ourselves created in his image. And then we'll have all 100% of our consciousness. We'll be in his likeness in totality.
Amen.
We will have the mind of God. We'll have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
When he was on earth, he had the mind of God.
Amen.
Now, the thing is, a lot of us look for certain things in the Word of God to justify our shortcomings.
To justify our shortcomings?
Yeah. But that's not what Jesus was doing. If you look at it, it was full of mercy. Let me show you what I mean. When Jesus was talking to the Canaanites, he said, Lord, my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. She said, Lord, son of David.
Son of David.
Not sons.
Mm-hmm.
Son of David.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. Have mercy on me. And he didn't answer. He said, Jesus answered her not a word, right?
Mm-hmm. He was quiet.
Then the disciples, who knows why he was quiet that moment, but he was waiting on that answer, right?
Mm-hmm.
He being quick to flip.
Mm-hmm.
He waiting on the answer from God.
Okay.
Okay. So, the disciples ran their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Send her away, Lord.
They were quiet.
For she seeketh after us.
That's what they said.
And that's when he had to open his mouth.
Okay.
Because she wasn't seeking after us.
Mm-hmm.
She was seeking after him
mm-hmm.
through us.
Okay.
And that's our problem. We think because we know God,
mm-hmm.
Jesus,
mm-hmm.
there's a us.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no us.
Amen.
Because he can say at any time, I never knew you.
Amen. At any time.
So where the pride at? See, that all goes into your humble pie.
Amen.
That goes into your slice of your humble pie. That goes all that, what you was thinking and feeling about yourself, that goes into that pie you got to eat. Fill it up with all that garbage. And when you get through eating it, you ain't going to like what it tastes like, because that's exactly what you be giving to people.
Amen.
Yeah, that's right. Eat it. That's right. That's what it looked like. That's what that tastes like when it's in somebody else's ear.
Amen.
When they see it in your eyes, when you hear it in your speech, and you're supposed to be a representative.
Mm-hmm.
Created in his image, a representative, an ambassador. And he said he come in the image of what? Gentleness, meekness, humility, quietness. How many Hebrews you know is on that page? Let's count. All you need is one hand. Right. You know it. All you need is one. Out of all the Israelites you know, all you need is one. And you better hope it's you.
Wow.
Yeah, did. Because everything that offends, he's going to cast away. So if you got that spirit on you of pride and arrogance and haughtiness, as you say, the women got haughtiness and that, you know, that flip mouth and all that attitude, that you would never see God. You'll never see him.
And the brothers with all that, you know, militant and, you know, taking over the world nonsense. Better find out what it means to be a human being. Two olive branches ain't coming. They ain't bringing an army. The two army olive branches is not coming with an army. It comes with power. And the only way you get this power is through peace. You got to be quiet. Let's go into Luke. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. That would have to be okay. Let's see. This one I'm going to John. So yeah, let's go to John.
John.
John chapter 20. For those of us that don't know anything about the wave offering, this is the wave offering. Okay? That's why you got the Sabbath after, the first day of the week after the Sabbath. Now you still got Jesus on earth because he hasn't been accepted because the wave offering is the first Sabbath after the Sabbath day during the week of unleavened bread. Okay.
Amen. John chapter 20 and verse 1?
Yes.
John 20 and 1 reads, "The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre."
Okay, now skip down to verse 19.
19 reads, "Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled, for the fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, Peace be unto you."
Peace where?
Be unto you.
So the first thing he has to establish is what?
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom. Okay.
This is Aramaic here.
Okay, shalom.
Shalom. Shalom is Yiddish. Shalom is English. Salem, S-A-L-E-M, that's Salem. And then you got Salam, which is Aramaic. This should have been Salam. If when he said peace, because that's conversation, then Shalom is Yiddish, which is common among us because we use the term Shalom. But he said here, the first thing he had to establish was what? Peace. Peace. Look up that word peace.
Amen. Peace.
Can you have it, please?
Oh, what? This?
Yes.
Okay. So this piece reads, freedom, freedom from disturbance, tranquility.
So they need to be set free.
Calmness.
The first thing they need to be is what?
Freedom from disturbance.
No. The first word.
Free.
The first thing they need to be is what? Freed.
Amen.
Free from what? Fear. Disturbance. Fear. You have to be freed from fear. What else?
Tranquility, calmness, quietness, quiet.
Look, do not confuse boredom with that.
Silence.
Maybe you are bored and maybe you need chaos in your world. Maybe you're not a child of God. Children of God just look for peace.
So Amen. they can be more children of God.
Amen.
So they can think about their God, meditate on their God, think Amen. About the things that their God is doing.
Amen.
Well, the world is thinking about the things of the world, right?
That's right.
James.
Silence, soundlessness, stillness, still.
A lot of people don't want to be quiet because you don't want to be alone with God. Right. You don't want quiet because you don't want to be alone with God. Because you know that's where he's going to meet you, right there.
Amen.
Read on.
Private, privacy, solitude, isolation.
So when people invade your privacy, they're invading your peace. That's why it's so offensive.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Continue.
Solitude and retirement.
Okay.
And the antonyms are...
The antidote to peace is what?
Noise, irritation.
That's it? Mm-hmm. Noise and irritation. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's get back to this John. Mm-hmm. Right? Pick it up at 22.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Verse 20?
20 and 20.
John 20 and 20. And when he had said, he showed unto them his hands and his thighs.
No, I didn't. Read 21.
Oh, okay. John 20:21. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so I send you. And when he had said this, his breath he breathed on them, forgive me, and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost.
See, that's the only way the Father can dwell with you. Is that you what? Be at peace. So if you're full of hell,
so
God Israel ain't with you.
So if you're not at peace, he can't breathe.
No, he can't be in you. Because he's not there. Mm-hmm. He is a God of humility, humbleness, mm-hmm. quiet. He said, I dwell in thick dark. You know, so you can't. You know, how you going to disturb that peace? The peace he was dwelling in was before the Big Bang when he said, let there be light. That's your Big Bang theory. Let there be light. That's the sound that they heard from the beginning. Yeah, and then everything came forth from it.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't nothing before then. That's the kind of quiet that he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to get to that. If you want to see that, because that's where he's at. You got to turn it all off.
Amen.
And he breathed on them and said, if only to receive you the Father.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Amen.
Because he said, I'm my Father's one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, now... You ain't here. Psalms 51 and verse 17. I bet you it's 50. Yep. It's 50.
Psalms chapter 50.
And 16.
Psalms chapter 50 and verse 16 reads, but unto the wicked God saith.
Now he's talking to the wicked. Okay, now what's wicked to him?
But unto the wicked God saith, what hast thou to do to declare my statutes, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth?
So I don't see gangbangers and pimps out here trying to win souls for Jesus. What would you have to do? Who is he talking to? He's talking to the so-called servant of God. What do you have, that person that want everybody to think they're serving God? What do you think? He said, you, he's calling them wicked. You, what hast thou to do to declare my statutes, or that thou should take my covenant in your mouth?
Read on.
Seest thou hatest instruction, and castest my words behind thee.
See, this is that. That's that tree of knowledge. You see, that's the fruit that it's sown. It hates instruction. It know what the law said, and still do what it want to do, and cast the law behind it and his word, which is Jesus Christ. Read on.
18. When thou sawest a thief, then thou contendest with him, and hast been consented with him. Thank you.
In other words,
with him.
When they was doing all that looting and robbing and all that stuff, mm-hmm. you shouldn't have been buying none of that.
That's right.
You shouldn't have ran up on none of that.
That's right.
Somebody came to you talking about, I got this and I got that. Mm-hmm. You should have been the first one out, because you knew if you touched it, you was bringing a curse in your crib.
That's right. Amen. That's right. I hope you didn't.
You don't consent with these. I hope they didn't buy that stuff.
Amen. Amen.
Read that 18 again.
Psalms 15:18. When thou sawest a thief, then thou consentest with him, and hast been partaker with him with adulterers.
Yes, been partakers with adulterers.
And has been partakers.
Wait a minute. So he said, but this person, he's got the word in his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
He said, what do you have to do to declare my statutes or take my word in your mouth? Mm-hmm. You've been hanging out with thieves and mm-hmm. and adulterers. Read on.
Thou givest thy mouth to evil.
So your mouth, you frame it for evil, to do evil, speaking evil, and you got the nerve. Read on.
Thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit. Thou sittest and speakest against thy brother.
Wait a minute.
Thou slanderest thine own mother's son.
So that's from the Father. That's what the Father would want you to do. This is what, no, listen. This is a reprobate. They think this is what the Father would want them to do, right?
Okay.
Read on.
Verse 21. These things hast thou done, and I kept silent. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such as one as thyself.
He told you I'm a meek and a humble spirit. He would not be around no thieves. Right. No adulterers, right. Nobody who got a foul mouth, an evil mouth that's planning to do all kind of wickedness and speaking evil against his brother and slandering people. He will not be around.
But I will reprove thee and set them in order before thine eyes.
Look, he said, you thought I was like you. Why? Because they in the word. See that? They in the word. They know better. But they've been out here in the mud. They the pig that got dirty again.
Amen.
Read on.
Amen. Verse 22. Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver.
Do at least I do what?
Tear you in pieces.
I can slice you and dice you,
mm-hmm.
or I can tear you apart.
Mm-hmm.
Either or, you're gonna end up like that sacrifice on the altar, all sliced and diced. Don't mess with the priest.
Amen.
He know how to use a knife.
Amen.
I don't think people paying attention to the priest. The priest know how to use a knife. He know where to cut.
Amen.
Read on.
Amen. Psalms 50 and 22. Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver.
When do you forget God? When you offer your wickedness, and you throw God behind you. We said, now, hey, consider this, you that forgive me, that I tear you in pieces. Wait a minute. If you're forgetting me, that means you have to know me to forget me. He's not talking to the world. Just somebody whose fruit is in jeopardy.
Okay.
Just somebody's tree that's about to get cut off.
Amen.
What do you find a tree? What do you do with a tree that fell down?
You have to put it in the
What is that machine? So they can make.
See how you said that in the machine.
I forgot
just
the name.
Tear it up and throw it in a fire.
Yeah.
Chop
okay.
It
up. But yeah, they reuse it. They
right.
Put in machines.
You ain't got
put in wood chips.
Yeah,
or whatever.
But if you don't have a machine, like a wood chip machine,
just set it on fire and burn.
You have to
okay.
Tear it up and break it down the best way you can.
Okay.
So we don't want to be that.
Amen.
23.
20 of the last verse, amen. Psalms 50 and 23. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God.
Okay. Proverbs 1 and 1.
Proverbs 1 and 1. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 1 reads, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction.
Stop. What are you going to do with wisdom? What do you do with wisdom? No, I'm asking. What do you do with wisdom?
Mm-hmm.
How?
What do you mean how do you use wisdom? The wisdom that you have received, you use it righteously to make right decisions.
Why?
To stay away from evil, sin. What? How do you use wisdom?
Because you know.
Right.
You use wisdom because you know.
Right.
If you don't know, you don't have wisdom.
Okay.
If you don't know nothing, you don't have wisdom.
Okay. If you don't know nothing.
To know is wisdom.
Okay, so if you don't know,
you can have knowledge. Like for instance, you can have knowledge of what a woman is,
uh-huh.
And have sex with a woman.
Uh-huh.
But if you never had sex with a woman,
uh-huh.
then you don't have the wisdom. Wisdom is experience. Knowledge is to know what it's for. You can't confuse the two. Because they're two different spirits. They're two different gifts.
Because
mm-hmm. Sometimes we think not having knowing is better than wisdom. But in most cases it is. Some cases it is, but yeah. Go ahead. Three.
Mm-hmm.
Not two.
Okay. Amen. So I just wanted to read wisdom. Wisdom is the quality of having experience.
Exactly.
Knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Knowledge.
Good judgment.
Because if you experience it, you know. See, that's why you keep elders and you don't stick them in old folks' home. You keep them around so they can talk to the kids when you ain't around. Hopefully they telling them good stuff and ain't off into the madness. But anyway, go ahead.
Good judgment.
Uh-huh.
The quality of being wise.
Hmm.
Intelligent, understanding, insight.
Is that a gift? Is that a gift? Yeah.
Intelligent.
I mean, why do everybody think they got it? Why do we think we don't need to pray for it? Because we all think we got it. I guess we feel with pride. That's why we don't see it. That we don't have it. This brings us back to whether or not if you of him. Because if he was quiet, you'll know. See that? What else to say?
Perception,
uh-huh.
Discernment, penetration, shrewdness.
So it brings discernment. You know the difference. You know what's hiding code. Continue.
Sense, common sense, judgment, foresight, prudence.
You know, you said you got sense and common sense, but there isn't such thing as the educated fool. Continue.
Judgment, foresight, prudence, circumspection, logic, rationality, soundness, sharpness, savvy, smart.
An antonym?
Stupidity, stupid, folly.
So, if you're doing stupid stuff or committing folly, you're contrary to the spirit. What's the next one? Instruction to receive the words of understanding.
To receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity.
All those are fruits of the Spirit.
To give subtlety to the simple, and to the young man knowledge and discretion.
Now.
That's what's all in that word.
But who is this to? Who is this to?
Proverbs of Solomon and son of David, king of Israel.
So these proverbs is to who?
Solomon, the son of David?
No. He wrote them.
So is he just talking to the men?
Let me see.
Let's just see what.
That's a scripture in Numbers or similar. And that proverb is not to everybody.
Who is it to?
Okay, sure. Let's see. Oh, it's Deuteronomy, right? I'm in Numbers 17, but it's Deuteronomy chapter 17. Okay, Deuteronomy chapter 17. And verse 17.
Deuteronomy 17 and 17. Neither shall he multiply wives to himself.
There it is. And I read that and I'm saying, man, but the dude that's giving this, he got two. So what is this? And then he explained, that's what he was talking about, the foreigners. The ones that he written again, because David's sin wasn't that he had more than one, it's that he took the wrong one. And Solomon's sin wasn't that he had more than one, it's that he took the wrong one. Continue.
Neither shall he multiply wives to himself that his heart turn not away. Neither shall he greatly multiply to himself silver and gold.
Wait a minute. Then I guess God sinned against Moses. I guess by giving Solomon riches beyond his what? He made him richer than any man on the planet.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So he gave him all of this stuff. I guess Solomon was born to die.
Mm.
Oh, see, that's what I mean. That comes with reasoning. So you can't just say that's cut and dry. You better reason that out.
Amen.
Before you put your snap on it. Read on.
18. And it shall be when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before the priest and the Levite.
Now, he don't write him a copy of this book. Did we not just say you better read this book from Genesis to Revelation?
Amen.
Did we not just say that? Did we not just say that? So, if you don't read this book from Genesis to Revelation, you won't sit up on the throne. That's your story. Now.
Interesting.
There you go. Now, do whatever with it what you want, but you won't be sitting up on the throne. Now, you ain't got to read another page in this book. That's between you and God. But you've been served. Don't be expecting you getting a throne because you keep the Sabbath day. Don't be expecting you getting a throne because you've been taught a couple of two or three things. Don't expect it because you be around somebody who know God and you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And they associate you with the fact that you know God, but you probably as far from God as an aborigine. And who's to say? But that's that thing. You don't sit up here, man. We gonna be full of judgment and ain't read nothing.
Amen.
Ain't heard nothing. We got something to say before God and ain't read nothing.
We haven't read the Word of God. We ain't took the time out to seal the deal on the fact that we created in His image by reading the book.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
So no wonder the fruit ain't there. No wonder you ain't receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. No wonder we ain't got none of that stuff. No wonder we see all that nonsense going on among the so-called those that is in the know. Because we ain't no different than anybody else. We're trying to cut corners, just sitting down with God and eating the whole scroll.
Amen.
Eating all the man. Like your brother Nakomi said, man. He said, how you going to sit up here and got this book of instructions and think you're going to put something together? Every time you got the instructions and somebody says, you know, I'm going to put this together, and always you got to screw it up over or something left over. And you look and you got to start all over again because this part is back. Because we looked at it, but didn't read the instructions. But we're going to get into the kingdom thinking we're going to be about it like that. Right? Putting stuff where it ought not be. We're going to be in the kingdom putting things where they not. No wonder it's so easy to sin in this world. We don't give a rat. No wonder it's so easy to sin in this world. We don't care. We don't believe in God because we did. We would have read the book.
Amen.
Those of us that did, God bless you. Those of us that haven't, you better get started.
Amen.
That's your call. That's your obligation. That's your obligation for breathing air. For breathing air, you owe God that you read that book from Genesis to Revelation just because you take a part of breath. It's not shut up. As Ray said, be quiet.
The words.
As Ray said, serene. Be serene. As Jesus said, peace be still.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Amen.
So, with that being said, we're going to hold up here and we want y'all. Now, we can't teach everybody everything.
Mm-hmm.
But what we can do is show you where the water's at.
Amen.
So, get you a thesaurus, get you a dictionary, and learn what these fruits are so that you'll find yourself on the opposite side of the children of God. With that being said, thank you for your time.
Amen.
Sounds of the Living Water radio show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the most high lost, bleed from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show.